Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is sunny and warm. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies with a light breeze. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are mild, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Haifa is experiencing similar conditions, making it a pleasant day all around. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran has booby-trapped entrances and collapsed tunnels leading to a cache of enriched uranium. This report comes just after a senior U.S. official mentioned a nearing deal with Iran. That's from the Jerusalem Post, coming in just now. Also, tensions persist despite a near U.S.-Iran agreement. Drones targeted Israel and Hormuz shipping lanes earlier today. Sirens sounded in northern Israel. That's according to Ynet. Also this hour, Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. Axios reports this could unravel negotiations and reignite conflict. Separately, the Melbourne Holocaust Museum has revealed the toll of hate on its staff and volunteers. They report daily anti-Semitic abuse. The Australian Jewish News provided this information from earlier today. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports on a senior U.S. official indicating a U.S.-Iran deal is close. This could require Iran to relinquish its uranium. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24N EWS English posted just minutes ago that Pakistan's prime minister expects the Iran-U.S. deal to finalize within 24 hours. Memory shared earlier today that an Iranian MP warned Azerbaijan against crossing Iran. He threatened severe consequences. Miad Maleki re-shared analysis on widespread disruptions in Iran's banking system, highlighting its ongoing economic challenges. Let's go deeper. Starting with Iran's nuclear developments, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran has taken drastic measures to protect its uranium stockpile. This move comes amid talks of a potential deal with the U.S. The implications are significant, as it highlights Iran's determination to safeguard its nuclear assets, even as diplomatic efforts continue. Turning to the drone attacks. Ynet reveals tensions remain high in the region. Drones targeted areas in northern Israel and shipping near Hormuz. This activity persists despite talks of a U.S.-Iran agreement. Civilians in affected areas remain on alert, underscoring ongoing regional instability. Meanwhile, Axios reports Iran's missile launch at Israel marks the first such action post-ceasefire. This raises concerns about the impact on ongoing negotiations. With both sides showing military readiness, the region faces heightened uncertainty. Separately, the Australian Jewish News highlights the Melbourne Holocaust Museum's struggles with rising antisemitism. Staff and volunteers face daily abuse affecting operations. This underscores the need for vigilance against hate in communities worldwide. On the diplomatic front, the U.S.-Iran deal signifies a potential shift. The Jerusalem Post notes the deal could involve relinquishing uranium, a key negotiation point. This development could stabilize tensions, but the details remain crucial for future peace. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports the Israeli high-tech sector is at risk. An emergency plan aims to counter pressures from ongoing conflict, the AI revolution, and currency fluctuations. Separately, Globes discusses Nvidia's acquisition of Mellanox. This move positions Nvidia as the world's largest communications company, highlighting the strategic importance of Israeli innovation. And finally, Ynet Business reveals Tel Aviv's Savidor Central train station is undergoing a major expansion. This makeover will double its size, improving infrastructure and passenger experience. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.